Welcome to the inaugural Raven Investigates podcast with your host, Joe, Jerry, and Jack. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
How are y'all today?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good.
I'm pretty good. My side's a little bit hurting today. A little bit aching from all the laughing about what I've been seeing going on Facebook about Area 51, which happens to be our topic today, which is pretty cool that I get a rib-busting laugh, and we have a topic for our podcast today.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those twofers.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not from all the Naruto running you're going to be doing from here to Area 51, so...
I will not be there.
Your name's not Kyle, either.
You can mark me down as not being there. Check me as not interested on that one.
If I did go, I would not be running at all. I'm not running for any sort of office. If it has the word run in it, I ain't about it, so...
Unless it's to make a run to the border.
Yeah,
for fifth meal. You like that.
Mine will be running McDonald's to get something to eat, so.
Alright, here we go, guys. So, let's discuss this a little bit about all the stuff going on and what our take is on it, what we believe is really going on there, and explain to the folks out there in internet land what we're all about and why we're actually doing a podcast. All those things are kind of important, I think, for them. They're like, why are these guys just randomly talking about Area 51?
We're just three random dudes. I mean,
three random dudes.
No qualifications or anything. We're just...
yes, that could be true. Or not. One or the other. Raven Investigates is a paranormal investigation group. We investigate multiple different kinds of paranormal activity. We have a team of highly skilled people, so we're pretty lucky in that facet. So that's good. But basically, let's get on to the meat of the topic, which is Area 51. And
let's talk about Area 51, which has gone by many names. One, actually, the first name that it went by, a nickname that it went by, came from an Edgar Allan Poe poem called Dreamland, because you're not allowed to see as you're going through it.
Oh yeah, Dreamland. Yeah, Neverland, Dreamland, all kind of land. Oh, the land is, it's forbidden land. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the biological, nuclear, radiological, bombing, landmines. Who knows what all's out there that's dangerous to, human life. And I mean, plus the chemicals and all the toxic waste, which has killed many of the people that work there, actually.
And it really didn't come into the public light until about 1947, when headlines were saying they saw these big UFOs, and then the Air Force came out and said, no, that's not UFOs, it's big weather balloons that they're testing, atomic...
nuclear balloons.
You're talking about... Which project, Jerry, was that? Was that Mogul? I think it was Mogul.
I believe it was Mogul.
It was Mogul, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I think it was. Mogul, high-altitude weather balloons carrying super sensitive microphones to detect big, bad Russian nuclear weapons.
Which they actually did get one detonation before it was dismantled in 1950. They actually were able to hear a Soviet detonation, or so they claim.
I've heard a lot of claims that they're dubious at best.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, they had American pilots that flew the MiGs and were trained under the Russians. Trained like the Russians. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The Red Squadron.
Yeah, the Red Squadron that they used to simulate Russian fighters for training, yeah. Well, they would take all the captured Russian... or Soviet, as it were, Soviet era, and not Russian so much as Soviet era, aircraft, and basically reverse engineer it and find out what they can, what we could steal, which is what, that's what you do. You take your enemy's technology and use it against them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did the same thing with the Nazis, and that's a lot of the UFO claims come from that. So
The whole thing about Area 51 is it has this almost
mystique about it.
It's almost a mystical quality, almost like a, it's almost like, it's to the point of being so surreal that it's a real place that is beyond a real place. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's interesting for sure, and a lot of that is, I'm sure, just as in any sort of mystery, you get urban legends about it, and you get different things that go on about it, but, you know, you have, the security there is top-notch, the camo dudes there are not to be trifled with, you know.
Well, they have the, you know, the best of the best surveillance and equipment, and you're not getting close to Area 51 or actually any military base without them knowing you're there.
Oh yeah, and I mean, you have all the areas out there that they had to add on to when they were flying over. They decided that that would be the perfect place to test the U-2 because it was kind of in the desert in the middle of nowhere. You know, it's 120 something miles from Las Vegas. You're out in Nevada. I mean, who's going to check out there for anything? I don't know. Americans 40 years later. How about that? You know?
Exactly.
Yes. Which in itself is interesting. There's multiple interesting facts about Area 51. The one that springs to my mind is the mistake around Bob Lazar and the information that he shared. Whether or not it's 100% factual, only Bob Lazar knows. But he did supply some proof that what he was saying could be true. And it's kind of... It's almost now, I believe, a given that he's factually correct about what he's saying. Because it's been years, and he's never changed his story. None of the facts that he has said, and the things that he claimed, a lot of it you see out in the real world. So I believe that he really was there, and S4 is really a thing.
And as far as the government went to discredit him, you know, you've got to know something if they're going to go that far. Usually they'll be like, if you're just somebody that's like a pissant or something, they'll just brush you off.
Well, definitely.
Look at politicians, what they do to each other to discredit each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the current state of affairs in politics. They will go out of their way to make up a big lie to cover up another big lie. So pretty much if it's coming out of the government's mouth, you can pretty much guarantee it's a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the kind of the go-to line I like to use is, if the facts don't fit, somebody's full of shit. That's what I like to say about it. You know, it's, I mean, you know, somewhere along the line, the facts and what I'm saying don't match. So somebody's telling me a load of crap.
There's definitely something going on out there, that whether it's just testing of their next gen weapon systems.
Oh, that's going on for sure. But where is all this stuff coming from? We're making advances. I mean, you go from the Wright brothers to, okay, now we can basically, you know, fly planes that are not even aerodynamic. I mean, let's be realistic about that.
And then go from planes to, like, missiles and rocket and spaceships and everything. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, we're sitting there horse and buggies up until 1900, and then all of a sudden, boom, we got all this other stuff.
Well, I remember when I was young, Star Trek. Was the thing. They, you know, they would have replicators where they would replicate a part or whatever in this machine, and it would make it, you know, like a microwave, which is weird because now we have 3D printers, which basically
exactly
are replicated.
That, yeah.
They're printing meat. I mean, so come on, let's be realistic. It won't be long before you have a replicator in your house where you're like, you tell it, hey, computer, I'd like a steak, and it prints you a steak out of, you know, thin air or whatever. So that's coming in.
Well, I'm just hoping it can cook the steak too, or else I'm gonna be in trouble. You know, so.
Well, yeah, there's it. Well, I'm sure it'll have a built-in microwave feature for you know, aspiring chefs like yourself.
Oh yeah.
But
or to be like the Back to the Future movies, you put the little thing of pizza in, and all of a sudden it has a huge, large pizza.
Something like that. But there's that, and then, like, getting back to the Star Trek theme, it's like, when I was young and I'd watch it, you know, and they did the put them on the screen, you know, and they would be talking to each other back and forth, and it was, there was a picture, and they could talk. It was like almost surreal, because at that time, you know, landline telephones were like cutting edge, and here we are now today with basically supercomputers in our pocket, you know, every form of communication possible on it. You know, you have a weather station, you have, you know, every tool known to man.
And the good thing is, we're only using those tools for the betterment of humanity. You know, we're, that's all we're ever using these for, is the betterment of humanity.
Yeah, memes. That's what you're talking about, right? Memes.
Well, obviously, yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought that's what you meant. I mean, that is the you know, the most important thing a cell phone can produce is a meme.
Well, that's
I mean, they have language. You know, they have life-saving features, and you know, I mean, but as long as they can make a meme, that's what matters, right?
That's important for sure.
I believe that memes will be the downfall of humanity. I actually believe that. That's my.
It's either gonna be that or global warming. We don't know.
That's memes. Global warming might get some people, but the memes are gonna take out everybody. It's not good. I mean, let's be realistic about that.
You know, speaking of tier three memes, you don't get a pass. So.
But the hieroglyphics of our day, I guess. But let's get back on topic. We're rambling a little bit. I think that's the fun part about this, is that we can just kind of sit around and have a conversation and imagine what we, if we were out there, what we would see, I think is the whole goal here. And,
actually, that's a good thing. Jack, what do you think you would see at Area 51? Anything from aliens all the way to some weird ass
I truly
technology.
Believe that there probably is some sort of alien technology there. I truly in my heart believe that, because we've made too many advances in such a short time, and people in general don't you know, take this the wrong way or think. People in general are ignorant and not very intelligent. I mean, as a group. And there are a few super smart amongst the group, but for the most part, memes have ruined the brains of everyone. So we've got to be getting this technology from somewhere. And as the memes, you know, basically destroy the brains of the youth, where's it coming from? I believe it's got to be aliens. That's what I believe is happening.
I don't know. I know one thing you're going to see out there is a whole lot of sand. That's... You know, you got salt beds and sand. That's,
well, mesquite and jackrabbits.
Yeah.
Mesquite and jackrabbits. That's my answer. I'll change my answer to mesquite and jackrabbits. No, I really truly believe that there's something out there, and I believe that Bob Lazar saw something and he couldn't explain it, and whether or not it was, well, I believe there's zero gravity propulsion. There's too much stuff going on. And even the military now is admitting that they're having trouble with modern fighter jets catching these unidentified objects, or they're calling them different names than UFOs, but basically they're UFOs. But let's also be realistic. If there's a bird off in the distance and you can't identify it, it's an unidentified flying object.
That's
true.
But, with the introduction of Space Force, you got to think, are there things that the Air Force don't know about that are going on with Space Force, or what's, you know?
Well, they're building a Space Force for some reason, and what is that reason? I mean, are we fixing to start battling in space? We haven't done enough to destroy our own world. We got to go out and destroy space.
Yeah, we got to colonize Mars so we can destroy it. I mean, you know, we're like we eat, consume, and destroy.
Holy crap, BP needs a new place to spill oil.
Democracy. Democracy is coming to Mars soon. They found some oil on there and fixing to set them free.
God dang it. Are you trying to say the Space Marines will be landing soon?
Oh yes. My gosh.
First in, last out.
It's going to be like Call of Duty. It's going to be
Halo.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I think, like we see in Alabama, we're going to see a lot of Alexander Shinara signs up in there. You just walk up in there, Alexander Shinara, call me Alabama. so.
Call me Area 51.
Call me Area 51. You've been hurt by
Call
an alien.
Me Mars. You've been hurt by a transport
Did you
ship.
Crash your UFO?
Did you crash your UFO? Call me. Yeah, it's its own thing. Oh, have either one of you had an experience with something you couldn't identify?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I think everybody's seen some weird stuff in the sky. There's too many twinkly lights and weird things going on up there. And I think that's a lot of the problem is most sightings happen at night. And so you've got a bunch of sightings of weird light formations that do weird things. And who knows what those things are.
I was talking to a lady the other day about a sighting that she had, and it was during the daytime. Unbelievably enough, it was three lights. They were positioned in a triangular shape in the sky. One of the lights shot off, and the other two just faded away. And that's becoming a common thing. The three lights, one shooting off and two fading away, is becoming a big thing. It's being seen more and more. And I'm pretty sure it has something to do with... I believe it has something to do with maybe some sort of that maybe it's an interdimensional thing, or maybe it's they're using some sort of a probe, it could be
some sort of propulsion system too. Because
I think it's some kind of a probe. Maybe it's launching a probe out and then it fades away.
Yeah, I mean that's always possible. When you see the space shuttle take off, it has the boosters that come off from it. So, I mean, it may be some sort of new technology where they're trying to shoot out at light speed or, you know.
I don't know what it is. But...
We talked to somebody else. They saw a few years ago, they were going down the road and they saw a big object and it was in a circle, wasn't it, with lights? And then there was a bunch of helicopters afterwards.
Yeah, they said it went down on a mountainside, and they witnessed it. And then right after the light had went down, there was a flash, and then black helicopters came. And that's another thing. Black helicopters and men in black always seem to accompany these sightings. So there's something definitely going on with the sightings, and I'm not sure what all that is, but... that'll be for another day too, the discussion of the men in black and the black helicopters and
yeah, and there's photos out there. There's a photo of a UFO being intercepted by two F-16s flying in it. I think it came out of California in the 90s, 97 I believe.
Well, there was the current footage that the Navy released from the F-18 Hornet chasing a UFO and unable to even get close to it.
Where was
and
it?
And that's one of the cutting edge fighters of our, you know, military.
Where was that out of?
I don't remember specifically where the video was taken from. I just know that they showed the video and it was on the news, and it was a pretty big thing that the Navy's saying, okay, UFOs are definitely happening.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss more incidents of, you know, different types of UFOs and different places that, you know, Roswell, Rendlesham Forest, there's a ton of alien type situations, and we're going to discuss all of those, you know, in the coming weeks and months and hopefully years, and, you know, as our following gets bigger and people get interested in what we're doing. And then, of course, we do, you know, cryptids, your favorite.
Paranormal.
Your favorite cryptids of all time. Your most favorite cryptid of all time.
Is the Chupacabra, of course. That's the best cryptid.
Okay, that's not the correct answer. It's always Mothman.
Yes, it's always Mothman.
Mothman's cool, but the Chupacabra is life.
And then there's the ghosts. Gotta give some love to Casper and his buddies, you know. And then there's, you know, all the occult stuff and, you know, urban legends and...
There's a whole lot of strange stuff going on, and we're here to investigate it all.
Even around here, like Sweetwater Mansion and stuff in Nashville and things like that.
You got the Public Monster in Kentucky. You got a bunch of stuff going on in Ohio. And I've been to Ohio. It's a weird place in itself. But then they add on monsters, you know. So.
Oh, and the River Monster.
Totally. I can't wait to spend some time in New Orleans checking out the voodoo scene. And
now that's my favorite.
That sort of stuff too, you know. So
definitely.
You just like it because the beignets, you fat guy.
Yeah. There. I just like it because of being the beignets and the cafe all day.
Yeah, you like hanging out in New Orleans and eating beignets. But, you know.
I mean, if it's, you're French and it's a French place. I'm just a fat dude, so anywhere where there's food, I'm about it.
So, we're definitely going to do all that. And then there's other, you know, things that we'll look into as we go forward. There's no limit to what we might discuss and look into. And, you know, people can follow us on, you know, the podcast. We're also going to, you know, we have a YouTube channel, Raven Investigates, on YouTube.
We're on Instagram at Raven Investigates. Facebook is Raven Investigates, so you can check us out.
Our website is under construction right now again. Somehow or another, it got a little bit messed up, so it's raveninvestigates.com. So
we're gonna blame aliens for that too.
I don't know. I was gonna say it was chupacabra with his little claws messing with the keyboard. Maybe it was an overzealous Yorkie. I don't know what happened. Something happened. But it needed some revamping, which we're working on now. We're going to have some merchandise on there, too. Some pretty cool stuff in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
We're working on, you know, a lot of different things for the amusement of our listeners and our viewers. And hopefully in the future, maybe we'll get some hard evidence of something. And
I sure hope so. That'd be cool.
Make a, you know...
Yeah, if we find something, effect. We're going to be the best. And then I will never let anybody forget it.
So. Wait a minute. Isn't that what you say all the time? I'm the best and no one can forget it? Isn't that kind of...
Well, yeah, but I mean, then I'll have some hard evidence for it. You got to be the best at everything.
Well, we are the best at everything. I mean, whatever.
Well, we've rambled on, you know, for a while now. Let's get back on topic for a couple of minutes here and finish this thing up and try to draw some conclusions here. So, do you guys believe that there actually is some sort of extraterrestrial happenings going on in Area 51?
There's definitely something extraterrestrial going on in Area 51.
Oh, definitely.
Do you believe that Bob Lazar actually worked there and saw the things he said he saw?
I'm sure he did. And at that time, it wouldn't have been so far-fetched that the stuff that was on the horizon, it could have been a lot of the stuff that he was experiencing.
Do you believe it's extraterrestrial, or do you believe it's time travel, or do you believe it's interdimensional? I believe it could be some interdimensional stuff, too.
I mean, it could be anything, but I don't think we'll ever know. I think we'll go to our grave without knowing until we have like a full-scale invasion of something, or, you know, the media is controlled. They're going to do what they want to do. So that's.
I don't believe that we will never know. I believe that in the next probably 5 years, a lot of stuff's going to come out because it's like a cork and the pressure's behind it. And it's eventually going to burst.
I mean, it's possible. What do you think?
I think, I agree, yeah. And we also have to stay on topic of can't let it, if you want to find out about Area 51, you have to stay on target and not let anything else that the media distracts you from.
Well, if you dig hard enough and long enough, one of two things is going to happen. either they're going to pay you off or they're going to put you in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and make it look like an accident or a suicide or something.
I just want the, you know, the powers to be to know, I have a price, and, just write some numbers down, and, I do believe that happens a lot. I believe when somebody gets too close, they really do, they come in and they give them, you know, pressure and say, either take some money or, you know, look what could happen to your family. I truly believe, because, you know, politicians specifically, they'll go in and they'll have these, you know, great ideas and these great goals that they're going to, things they're going to accomplish. And the minute they get in there, the day they start and take the oath, instantly, all of a sudden, everything changes, like, almost like somebody tells them, if you don't do what we say, that you won't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look up politician in a thesaurus, you know, you have the synonyms of liars. So you gotta lie your way to the top to be a politician. So you can't trust them.
Well, so I don't necessarily know that's true. I believe there's good and bad in everything, and I believe there's good and bad in, I mean, I believe there's good and bad in the military, and there's good and bad in the politicians and everything else. And I believe that there's always good people trying to get the truth out and bad people trying to stop it from coming out.
Yeah, and you got to think that we deal with the general public on a daily basis, and from the military standpoint of Area 51, if they do know something, they're probably wondering how the general public would take it, or if they could handle it, or if their brains would explode.
We absolutely know they cannot.
So,
because the general public cannot even handle the truth about a cheating spouse. If you tell somebody their spouse is cheating, they're like, they're not cheating. They told me they weren't cheating. Well, here's a picture of them cheating. Well, that's not them. Okay, here's a close-up picture of them cheating. No. Here's the actual penetration happening.
They're holding their social security number and ID card. What's...
That's not them. So, yeah, people won't believe it. There's going to be a percentage of people that no matter what you do, their minds will not allow them to accept the truth. Well, it's been fun. We've discussed this topic, and we've rambled, and hopefully been entertaining, because we entertained ourselves. Regardless, we entertained ourselves, and that's kind of what we're here to do. You know, we'd love for our audience to be entertained, but we love it more when we're entertained. So.
Well, definitely.
So I think if you're entertained, people will be entertained listening to you. So.
Yeah, and, you know, if you want to, you should subscribe to us on here and on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook. Raven Investigates, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.